For many years, El Paso's first-run movie houses have been primarily focused on contemporary titles, usually the same handful of Hollywood releases each week, running on the majority of local screens. But with the opening of the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema last year, a wide range of cinema programming has taken hold, allowing residents of the borderland to experience everything from indie documentaries to golden age classics in the comfort of a state-of-the-art theater. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is at the Center of Special Programming at Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. Kyle Alvarado is Alamo's creative manager, and I'm happy to have him back on the program. Good morning, Kyle. Good
morning, Chuck. Thanks for having me back.
No stranger. I guess we should start with a little bit of a full disclosure that my own film series, The Film Salon, does meet at Alamo, and you all host those screenings. So thank you for that, but I'm not exactly an impartial person here. I love what the Alamo's been doing, and it seems to be just getting better and better. I know last year you all were focusing on just getting open and getting a lot of first-run films under your belt, but right from the get-go, you've been partnering with local filmmakers for screenings. You've been bringing in indie films. I know recently started a film club, which we'll talk about. But I want to back up and creative manager, what does that encompass in your role there?
It encompasses so much. The big chunk of it is programming out the special events and the special films, finding things that this market reacts to and mm-hmm. responds to. In recent months, as you mentioned, we've launched Film Club, and that has been sort of the focus of my energies. And it's really taking the cinematic experience and making and building a community around it. So mm-hmm. we meet once a week, we watch the newest art house independent documentary films, and we have a discussion after, which is something that you don't get to do anymore.
And the films you're programming, I might add, are films that usually run right over El Paso.
Yeah.
Never show here.
Yeah, well, and the nice thing about that is not only is it those films, but it's documentaries, which
yes.
are things that we
definitely
almost never get
to see. Now, Film Club, you host those. It's not just showing the movie. You do an introduction and, mm-hmm. and lead a discussion too, right? So you're
yes.
really engaging the audience actively in watching these films.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that is that, you know, not only is it does we sort of create a community, but it's open membership. So if certain titles don't catch your interest, don't worry about it. It's not held against you if you don't come to every screening. And it's important that, you know, you come to what catches your interest and speak passionately about what you enjoy.
I know one of your colleagues, the main programmer at Alamo, Robert Saucedo, has been on this program before, and though he's based in Houston, he's programming for Houston and Lubbock and El Paso, but he comes here quite often, and he stays very much in touch with you, keeping his ear to the ground of mm-hmm. what's resonating here in El Paso, and that's such a different model than all the other chains in town. Really, we're just talking Cinemark at this point. But Cinemark being one of the largest national chains, they really are a one-size-fits-all somewhere in some corporate office is deciding what all of their theaters are going to be showing. And it's basically first-run Hollywood titles.
Yeah.
So there's really no one else in town, at least on the commercial theater side, that's doing the kind of programming you're doing. And beyond just contemporary art house and indie films, you've also got every week, almost daily, some one-off mm-hmm. screening that's repertory or classic or
cult or
really strange.
Anything. Yeah.
Right? It's direct to VHS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, we showed Santo and the Blue Demon versus the Monsters. And
yep.
earlier this month, we finally screened some Alejandro Jodorowsky films. So, you know, seeing The Holy Mountain on the massive screen has just been, that's an experience, and
right.
we're thrilled to bring it to El Paso.
And are you finding there's enough cinephiles or at least people who are curious about these titles that you're able to do well with them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be bringing these titles if there weren't people to support them. And
that's fantastic.
I'm always thrilled to see sold-out screenings of these films. In fact, a couple weeks ago when you screened Seven Samurai, that was a sold-out screening of it. We showed it on 35. It was a beautiful print. And yeah, that's seeing people's faces when the screen flickers is what makes my job so rewarding.
Is Alamo the only first-run theater in town that has 35mm capability now?
Yes, to my knowledge, yes.
Yeah, so you can show not only all of these films on the best digital formats, but if they're not available, you can bring in film prints, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah. In fact, one title, just to jump ahead, in October that we're screening on 35 that I'm personally excited about is Scream 2. It's marking its 20th mm-hmm. anniversary this year. I think it's an incredibly worthy sequel. And you know, when the option came to screen it on 35, I jumped at the chance at it.
One of the things you're doing is partnering with a lot of folks, organizations in the community. And I know through all of September, you've been running the Siglo de Oro series, which is in partnership, I believe, with the Mexican consulate.
Mm-hmm.
And these are Golden Age Mexican classics
yes.
that you've mostly been showing.
Yeah, we've shown films with Cantinflas, films like Macario, which was the first Mexican film to be nominated for Best Foreign Language Feature. And all of these have been an effort to highlight and showcase Mexican cultural icons.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we reached out to the consulate, they were incredibly excited to do it and proud to partner with us. And the only condition was that we screen these films for free.
Even better right? for the audience. Not so good for you, but
it's perfect. And it's great. We have two more screenings this month. We have on the 24th El Rebozo de Soledad. And we have our final film in the series is Una Familia de Tantas. And that is on Friday, September 29th.
So El Rebozo de Soledad is tomorrow, Sunday at 6 p.m.?
Yes.
And that is free.
It is free, yeah. You can
Fantastic.
Head off to the box office, pick up your ticket, or you can reserve your ticket online with a $5 food and beverage voucher, which knocks $5 off your tab at the end of the night.
I know from looking at your website frequently and all of your emails and the Alamo Facebook page that there's just a steady stream each week of a really eclectic mix of screenings, sort of one-off screenings that hit different audience demographics, mm-hmm. if you will. Can you highlight the coming weeks, some of the range of those so
yeah.
listeners can get a feel for just how broad this programming is?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, some of the titles I'm personally excited for are the 4K restoration of Suspiria. We have a film club. It's a beautiful restoration.
That's the Italian director Dario Argento.
Yeah, that stunning opening scene. We have a couple concert docs coming up. We're showing Pearl Jam Let's Play 2 in early October, along with the Beatles classic film A Hard Day's Night.
Mm.
As we head into October, obviously the programming will take a bit of a dive into horror. And the big
a little scarier, October.
A little gorier. And the sort of capstone event that month is Dismember the Alamo on October 21st. And while I know you're aware of some of the titles, Chuck, it's a secret screening. It's a marathon of four films programmed by us. And I can't
lock the audience in and don't let them out till
exactly.
8 hours later.
Yeah, until they're screaming to let out. But the titles we've picked for that one are I'm happy with them. I think they're titles that people don't really get a chance to see on a big screen. And there's a wide swath of them.
And it is kind of exciting to go into the theater not knowing anything about what you're about to see.
Well, you do it with the film salon every year. And,
that's right. We have a secret screening once a year for our anniversary. And it's my chance to hit people up with something that maybe they wouldn't come out for, but when they actually see it, they are always excited.
And I think that was sort of the mindset I took with Dismember the Alamo is horror that people might not appreciate or even have heard of.
Have seen.
Yeah.
And but need to see if they're horror aficionados.
Yeah. These are almost essential viewings, all of these titles.
Tonight, though, I don't think you mentioned A Scanner Darkly, which is a really interesting Richard Linklater film from, I don't know, 15 years ago or so?
Yeah, I believe so. Beautifully animated. Yeah.
Rotoscoped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very strange, with a big cast and based on the Philip K. Dick mm-hmm. novel.
It's got Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Robert Downey Jr.
Right. But all animated.
All animated. Incredibly trippy. I don't endorse the use of psychedelics before seeing this film, but, you know. What you do before coming is your own business.
But Philip K. Dick was certainly responding to that when he wrote the novel back in the, I think it was the early 70s when he mm-hmm. wrote A Scanner Darkly. But fascinating film for a lot of Linklater fans who've seen maybe his bigger films, mm-hmm. live action films.
Yeah.
This may be one that they missed.
Yeah.
It's certainly something worth seeing.
Exactly. Yeah, most definitely. That's how we programmed it. In fact, that film is our last title in our series, sort of looking at the influences behind Blade Runner, sort of in anticipation of the release of the new one.
Which is the Philip K. Dick connection.
Yeah.
Excellent. I want to back up to Film Club and talk about the screenings you have coming up with Film Club. So that started, what, maybe 6 months ago?
Alamo
Drafthouse Film Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to be a member or just show up?
You just show up. So we've added a couple incentives since we've started. We now have a passport system. So every time you come, you bring your little passport. I give it a stamp, and there's some reward systems built in there.
Ah.
And the single
grid,
it's the best. And the best thing about the passport system is that once you hit a certain number, you actually have a say in the films that we program. So there's a couple titles that people have suggested. One that I'm excited about, I'm hoping to get, would be a Manifesto, the Cate Blanchett art film.
Oh, sure.
So, fingers crossed.
What's coming up next for Film Club?
For Film Club is Exit Through the Gift Shop on Wednesday, the 27th at 7:30. As with all Film Club screenings, we meet every Wednesday at 7:30. Tickets are always $5. But this screening is a little special. We've partnered with our friends at Chalk the Block, and they're going to present this documentary. We're going to have a couple artists on site. We're going to talk about the 10th anniversary of this fantastic festival downtown and enjoy a great documentary focusing on Banksy.
This is a very good documentary that came out. I believe it was nominated for an Academy Award in the documentary category. And as you say, it's about Banksy, the anonymous street artist, trying to figure out who he is and how he works. But it's also about this very strange character that creates his own persona in the film. And you're never quite sure if he's a put on, he becomes famous in his own right in the art world. And it's a fascinating look at contemporary art world and how these myths are generated, and also how persona are blown up
than life. And also how much energy a single person needs to put into building their own myth. I think that's what sort of made Banksy so sort of infamous.
Great. And last but not least, I saw on the list, somewhere down the list, Melancholia.
Oh, yeah.
Lars von Trier.
Mm-hmm.
Very fascinating film.
Beautiful film. The opening sequence is stunning. And a funny story about that film, just a little personal one, is I almost drove like 500 miles out of town to see it on the big screen when it had come out. And I couldn't afford it at the time. I was in college. And I'm thrilled to finally show it on the big screen. And I think it's Kirsten Dunst's best performance to date in a career spanning decades filled with a ton of great performances. But I think by far this is her best one. And I think it's von Trier's best film.
Great. Well, thanks as always for filling in a lot of gaps in our local film programming calendar. And it's just great to see so many interesting things coming up at Alamo.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
I've been discussing the special film programming running at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema with Alamo's creative manager, Kyle Alvarado. The Alamo Drafthouse continues its month-long Siglo de Oro series of Mexican classic cinema with a screening of El Rebozo de Soledad tomorrow, Sunday, at 6 p.m., and the screening is free. For more information on upcoming special film presentations at Alamo Drafthouse, log on to drafthouse.com/El Paso. Thanks to Lauren Terrazas for engineering today's show. On Film's producer is Dennis Wu. An archive of past programs is available on the station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.